Welcome back, folks. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here 7 o'clock every Monday night, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 or 92.7 FM. I have the privilege and honor of having Judge Pedro Colon on tonight. We're just talking about the judiciary, the Supreme Court, and democracy, and we have November elections, and we have an April election for that will tee up the next Supreme Court justice. So, you know, you've been a judge for how many years now?
12 years.
12 years, and you had served in the assembly for
12 years in September. Go ahead.
12 years in September as a judge, and then before that, you were how many years in the assembly?
I was about over 10 years. I served three terms in the Joint Finance Committee.
So you have a right now sort of a lifetime perspective of the politics of Madison, and now 12 years through the vantage point of looking at the world as a judge. How do you see the state of politics in Wisconsin now compared to even like, you know, 20 years ago, or, you know, when you got elected? What has really changed in terms of the relationship between the court and Madison?
Well, a lot has changed. I mean, Citizens United changed the whole game as to how you fundraise, how elections are funded. That's the law of the land as we talk today.
Yeah, for real, right? And when it said corporations that persons for voting, it's like, it's wide
open. Which is why it's really interesting this Janet Protasiewicz race has developed without a candidate, because the funds are there, presumptively there. They're always there
for a conservative candidate
who, as former Justice Kelly said, is reliable. That is not independent, but reliable. What we want, I think, is to be independent. And, you know,
I think that's really an important point, folks, to just pay attention to. Because historically, if you're going to run for the Supreme Court, you had to start way before this, right?
Yeah.
And you had to announce.
And you have to disavow politics. I'm not suggesting that politics have not always been intertwined in the Supreme Court. They always have. We've had former senators hold Supreme Court justice spots throughout. But you had to tell the electorate, look, I am going to look at the state of politics through a different prism. That is the prisms of the tenets of justice, not through the partisan prism that I used to do it in.
Exactly. And you use this term reliable, right? It is that the presumption is that there is a bucket of dollars there on the right for just to give to the reliable candidate.
Yes.
And
those are not our words. Justice Kelly's words.
That's right.
And
you not reliable enough. And then the question is to who, right?
To whom and for what? And so when you have Justice Hagedorn, who stands up for the prism of justice in two decisions, I mean, frankly, maybe three. Mm-hmm. He's very conservative, and he'll tell you that. And when you have a Supreme Court that, when he sort of doesn't side with that group on three decisions, and then he is,
he crossed the big money on the right.
Yes,
he did.
And that, I think, is not, that is different. So you ask me what's different?
That's right.
That's different. Because when we elected Supreme Court justices, whether it was Justice Shirley Abramson, whether it was Justice Prosser, whether it was Justice Wilcox, we didn't expect these judges to agree with us every day. We didn't expect these justices to rubber stamp every single act of a political faction, in whether in the assembly or in the governor's office, independent of party. And so that's what we have different. We are now sending our Supreme Court in a path where all is decided by this factionalized political prism. Now, be that as it may, everybody has their politics, everybody has their labels, that's fine. But ultimately, that has changed and the money has changed. In fact, Janet Protasiewicz leads the fundraising at this point, and she showed the most amount of funds gathered. And I suspect that's probably a symptom of Roe versus Wade. She is pro-choice. She defends the right of a woman to have an abortion. And that is going to be defined by the Supreme Court. My point in saying all of this is that I never understand why people get so excited about every other race but the Supreme Court, especially on progressive circles. They just sit there and they don't participate. And these are essentially races in which we should be very active, especially now, given the state of affairs. Now,
I think that's really important to say, because we have had a Republican majority that has just ignored Governor Evers' appointments. Right.
Yes.
We have all sorts of folks that have been appointed to spots. And, you know, I've lived now in Wisconsin since 1984. Never before did an assembly or a Senate ignore a governor's appointees like this. Right.
So,
that's new. Right.
Yeah. So the Supreme Court should be the adult in the room.
Absolutely.
And should defend what is rational so that we can have stability and we can have participation by the most amount of citizens in every type of activity, and especially democracy. And so when you have a Supreme Court that is not willing to be the adult in the room,
and not to be an umpire. Right?
Exactly. A fair umpire. Like we expect at the Brewers game. When we watch that game, when we listen to it on the radio, we rely on fairness.
Right. You go to a Packers game, you don't get a Packers uniform as the ref.
Exactly. Right. Nor do you get the opponent's uniform.
That's it, right? We're supposed to have a Supreme Court that's independent, that's wearing an umpire's outfit, and not the far-right Republican outfit.
Well, I think you've just given me an idea. I think we should give the Supreme Court justice robes that are in striped black and white, just like the referees at the Packer games.
To remind us,
remind them that they are, in fact, umpires.
But they should be, right? And we're going to have you come back on another show, Judge Colon, because my time is almost up here tonight, folks. This is a Paul Revere show, but we're going to end this. Suggestion, talk to your legislatures. Have them pass a law that judges wear black and white striped outfits. We want a judiciary that's independent, and will fight for our Constitution to keep us free. Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. We will be back next Monday night. This is the Paul Revere Show. Y'all take care. See you on the other side.